Tape 12B, This Day with God, December 17, Observing Christmas. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Luke 2, 9 and 10. The 25th of December has long been commemorated as the day of Jesus' birth, and it is not my purpose to affirm or question the propriety of celebrating this event on this day, but to dwell upon the childhood and life of our Savior. It is my humble purpose to call the attention of the children to the humble manner in which the Redeemer came to the world. All heaven was interested in the great event of Christ's advent to earth. Heavenly messengers came to make known the birth of the long-promised, long-expected Savior to the humble shepherds who were watching their flocks by night on the plains of Bethlehem. The first manifestation that attracted the notice of the shepherds at the birth of the Savior was a radiant light in the starry heavens, which filled them with wonder and admiration. The astonished shepherds could scarcely comprehend the precious message borne to them by the angels. And when the radiant light had passed away, they said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Luke 2:15-17. What matchless love Jesus has manifested for a fallen world. If angels sang because a Savior was born in Bethlehem, shall not our hearts echo the glad strain, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men? Although we do not know the exact day of Christ's birth, we should honor the sacred event. May the Lord forbid that any should be so narrow-minded as to overlook the event because there is an uncertainty in regard to the exact time. Let us do what we can to fasten the minds of the children upon those things which are precious to everyone who loves Jesus. Let us teach them how Jesus came into the world to bring hope, comfort, peace, and happiness to all. Let the hearts of all respond with exceeding joy for the priceless gift of the Son of God. Review and Herald, December 17, 1889.